Today's daf is Menachas Daf Samach Gimel. We are at the Mishnah on the very top line of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the different types of Minchos Nedava that one was able to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result, just a very brief introduction. So the Torah in Parshas Vayikra, right in the beginning of Torah's Kohanim, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, says, "V'nefesh ki sakriv karben mincha l'Hashem." If somebody decides that he wants to bring an Adav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the carbon that he's going to bring is not going to be an oila, it's not going to be a shlomim, but rather it's going to be a carbon mincha. It's something he can do. Stating that, he has to follow the certain guidelines. Soilus yir karbani. His carbon should be made out of soilus, that's flour. V'yatzak alah shemen, v'nosan alah levoina. He should add shemen and levoina to his carbon. And then the Torah describes the process that we're very familiar with from learning Masechtas Menachos. V'evi al b'nei yaharin ha-kayhanim, v'komatz misham alay kumtza. He should bring it to the kayhanim. The kayhanim are going to do kmitza from this mixture of Soilus and Shemen, Misota Umishamna al Kolovainasa, Vehiktor Akoyanes Askarosa Mizbecha, the Koyan takes the Koymets, he's Makter on the Mizbech, he adds Lavoina, he's Makter that on the Mizbech as well, and Ishe Reach Nichoyach Lashem. What about the remainder of the Mincha? Vahaneseris Mena Mincha Laharin Ulavonov, Kodesh Kadoshim Ishe Hashem. It's Kodesh Kadoshim, it's only eaten by the Kayanim, Zichrei Kahuna. The bottom line is that's the classic prototypical carbon Mincha. Stating that, that's only one type of mincha that a person was able to bring to fulfill his neder of harei alai karben mincha. But there's other options as well. Pasuk continues, Pasuk dalid v'chitzakriv karben mincha ma feitanur. What would be if the person would say that I want to bring the karben mincha, but specifically what the Torah calls a minchas ma feitanur, literally a mincha that's baked in an oven. Soilus chalos matzos belulos bashemen urikike matzos mishuchim mashamen. So we'll get back to this pasuk later in the daf. But here the Torah gives a much briefer description of exactly how this carbon is supposed to be brought. In fact, it doesn't say anything about kmitza, it doesn't say anything about aktara, it doesn't say anything about shiari mincha. All it says is that this person can bring a mincha. It doesn't have to be the typical mincha soiles that we're so familiar with, but it could be a minchas mafeitana. Additionally, the Torah seems to describe two forms of minchas mafeitana. Number one, the Torah says that it should be chalos matzos belulos bashamen, which would seem to suggest that this soilus will be mixed, belila, it's going to be mixed together with oil. Urikike matzeis meshuchim bashavan. That has a different connotation. It seems like it's just going to be smeared with oil, but it's not actually going to be mixed with oil. Again, a lot more about that in today's daf. Then the Torah mentions a third type of mincha. Vin mincha al machavas karbonecho. If this person chooses to fulfill his neder of harei olai mincha with the minchas machavas, that's also okay. Soilus belula bashemen. Here the soilus is going to be belula bashemen. Matzah tia, like all menachos, with the exception of the shtei halechem and the lach mitoida, it had to be matzahs. Pasos oisa pitin. Here the Torah describes a different process where you have to take the mincha after it's fried and you have to break it into pieces. V'yotzakto le hashemen minchahi. And then the Torah describes a fourth type of mincha. V'minchas marcheshes karbonecho. What if the mincha is a minchas marcheshes? Soilus b'hashem teyosem. V'esal ha-mincha sheyosem yeilo l'hashem v'kriva ala koyen v'higisha l'hamizbeach. Here the Torah talks about the mitzvah of hagasha. V'heir ma'koyim en ha-minchas ha-skeros v'ikter ha-mizbeach. Here the Torah does mention ha-aktaro. Ish ereach nichayich l'hashem. And again, v'aneiseres men ha-mincha. Here the Torah talks about the shiore ha-mincha. And then the Torah starts speaking generally about a mincha. Number one, kol ha-mincha shatagriva l'hashem leisi asachomets. Then the Torah talks about the bottom line is, if you sit down and you take an accounting of what we just did, the Torah seemed to describe four types of menachos that somebody can fulfill if he wants to bring a minchas nedava. Number one, mincha soilus. That's the classic mincha. You have soilus, you have shemen, you have levoina, you mix it up, you do the kmitza, makter, shiori mincha, etc., etc. Additionally, there's three other types of mincha. Number one, you have the minchas mafeitaner, which seems to come in two forms. It can come either where the soilus was belula bashamen, or it can come where it was only meshuchim bashamen. Then you have the minchas machavas, and you have the minchas marcheshes. So as we'll see in the coming weeks, the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. It's not the next sugya. We're actually going to be starting the next parak next time on Shabbos that talks about the Minchas Omer. But after that, the Gemara is going to come back and describe in detail the Minchas Machavas and the Minchas Marcheshes and the Minchas Mafeitanor. So really a lot more about that towards the latter part of the Masechta. But for now, the Gemara is going to mention some important halachos related to the three other minachos that a person can bring to fulfill a minchas neder, a minchas nedava. Again, the minchas soilas we're very familiar with. We're going to be discussing the minchas machavas, the minchas marcheshes, the minchas ma'afetana. And the Gemara is going to discuss more the technical aspects of it, less was there kemitza, how was the kemitza done, etc., etc. We'll leave that for the end of the Masechta. If somebody says, I want to bring a mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he says specifically, I want to bring a minchas machavas, lo yavi b'marcheshes. He can't bring a minchas marcheshes. If he says he wants to bring a minchas marcheshes, lo yavi b'marcheshes. He can't bring a minchas machavas. Meaning, there would have been a havamina, the difference between the machavas and the marcheshes are just technical differences. At the end of the day, you want to bring a mincha. So, you're right, I said I'll bring a minchas machavas. But really, the ikar is the mincha. So if I bring a minchas marcheshes, I'm fulfilling my neder. That's what the Mishnah says, no. Harei alai b'machavas, lo yavi b'marcheshes. If somebody says, harei alai b'marcheshes, lo yavi b'machavas. And here's the million-dollar question. Ma b'machavas l'marcheshes. What is the difference between a minchas machavas and a minchas marcheshes? And clearly, it was unclear. Why? Because you see, it's a machlokes tanot. Marcheshes yesh lo kisui, machavas ein lo kisui. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said the difference is the minchas marcheshes, when it was prepared, so it was prepared in a pot, that's the way it was fried, there was a covering on the pot while it was being prepared. Minchas machavas was prepared in the same exact pot. The difference is, there was no kisui. That is the beginning and the end of the difference. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel loimer, no. Marcheshes amuka umaseo roi chashen. The difference between the machvas and the marcheshes was the actual pot. The minchas marcheshes was prepared in a deep pot. The minchas machavas was prepared in a shallow pot. Machavas tsofa, because the minchas machavas was prepared in a umaseo kasha, because the minchas machavas was prepared in this shallow pot, what came was harder, what was produced, and thus there was a physical difference between the minchas machavas and the minchas marcheshes. One was softer, one was harder. The reason one was softer and one was harder was based on the pot it was prepared in. The one that was prepared in the deeper pot ended up being softer. That's the minchas marcheshes. The one that was prepared in the shallower pot, that was harder. As a result, it was physically different. For that reason, it's called the Minchas Machavas. So everybody would seem to agree that there was a physical difference at the end of the day between what was produced when you made a Minchas Machavas versus when you made a Minchas Marcheshes. The question is, what caused that? Was it the type of pot that was used? It was an amuka versus a tzafa? Or was the difference, one had a kisui, one did not have a kisui? Zok the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yosi. What's the makar to Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi Haglili, who was the first opinion in the Mishnah, that said the difference between the Minchas Machavas and the Minchas Marcheshes was that one had a kisui, the other one did not have a kisui. Ilema Marcheshes ta'asya aruchu she'alev. Is it that Rabbi Yosi Haglili felt that the Minchas Marcheshes had a kisui because the word Marcheshes comes from thoughts? Aruchu she'alev. D'chsev rochash libi dovar toiv. In other words, maybe the Minchas Marcheshes is mechaper, even though it's a nedava, but maybe it's mechaper on bad thoughts that a person had. Your thoughts are hidden from the world, they're concealed. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your thoughts. As a result, that was his symbolism, that's his way of knowing that Minchas Marcheshes was prepared in a pot that had a cover to symbolize the fact that it's being mechaper on avoinos that are covered. Minchas machavas. What about the minchas machavas? A machvu yapeh. Maybe that's coming to be mechaper for lashon hara or something that a person speaks. Such an iser. And where do you see that in the word machavas? Kedamri inchi menavach nevuchi. He made sounds. But the Gemara says, maybe if I cared. Machvas das ya machvu yehalev. You find the word machvas related to thoughts as well. Dechsev loma nechvesa levrayach. Right? Nechvesa means to hide. It's the word machavas also suggests hidden. And marcheshes can mean dibur. Da'asya ruchushe. Maybe it means dibur kedamri and she have a mirachashon sifsoise. That person, his lips were moving and the lashon that you find is mirachashon, which is miloshin marcheshes. So you can't tell me that the reason Rabbi Yosi knew that the marcheshes has a cover is because he held that the word marcheshes suggests an aveiro that's covered. It suggests something that's going on in your lay. Thus it's covered. Whereas machavas suggests open, expose something, not that you thought, but rather something that you said, because just like you can rationalize and you can come up with a pshat in machavas, meaning thoughts, and marcheshes, meaning dibor, I can flip it around. I can show you where it's just the opposite. Ella, gemara, gmirila, it must be that Rabbi Yosi Aglili had a mesora, and it was based on the mesora that he had, that he said this halacha. Rabbi Chaim Galil said, the difference between the Marcheshes and the Machavas is not that one had a kisui, the other one didn't have a kisui, but rather the difference is that one was a deeper pot and the other one wasn't such a deep pot. Marcheshes is Amukka. How do you know that? Tichziv. V'chol naseh bin Marcheshes. Machavas tzofa, the Machavas was not deep. Tichziv v'al Machavas. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chaim Galil knew his pshat, he felt it was merumas in the pasuk. When the Torah describes the Minchas Marcheshes, it says bin Marcheshes. Bim Marcheshes suggests like in the depth of the Marcheshes. It's inside the Marcheshes. It's something that has some depth to it. The Al Machavas is more on the surface because it was only tough. Let's say somebody says, not a Re'olai Mincha, not a Re'olai Minchas Marcheshes. That's easy. He says, Hare'olai Marcheshes. What's the question? Did he mean to take upon himself that he's going to bring a Minchas Marcheshes? Or did he mean to donate the pot that is Amukka, which is the reason that the Minchas Marcheshes is called the Marcheshes? So did he mean to give a Minchas Marcheshes? Or does he mean to donate a pot to Bedek Abayis, a pot that is a Marcheshes? So what's the halacha? Beisham, I said, Yehei Munach, at Sheyov Yaliyo, feels like Shnai Moichsa. What's the svara? Why did Beisham, I say, Yehei Munach? What was the safik? Masafkalu. They weren't sure why the Minchas Marcheshes is called the Minchas Marcheshes. Yeah, Shum Kli Nikru. Is the Minchas Marcheshes called Marcheshes? Because the Keli, this Keli Amukka, that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel said was used to prepare the Minchas Marcheshes, was called Marcheshes. Is that the reason? If that's the case, Beisham, I felt, Hare'olai Marcheshes, in Hilchas Nedarim would mean you're being menader the keli that's called Marcheshes. Thus, you're obligated to give Bedek Abayis a Marcheshes. Oh, yeah, Shumaseim. Or maybe that pot that was Amukka was not what was called Marcheshes. What was called Marcheshes was the Mincha. The Mincha was prepared in a way that a Marcheshes way. That happened to have been used in a pot that was Amukka. But the name of this pot was not Marcheshes. As a result, if a person says Hare'olai Marcheshes, he can't mean the pot Marcheshes. You know why? Because there is no pot called Marcheshes. So Bal Korchach, what he means is the mincha that's prepared like a Marcheshes. The bottom line is that they weren't sure. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel says, Kli Hayi B'Mikdash, or Marcheshes. No, there was a keli in Beis HaMikdash. It was called Marcheshes. So whereas Beis Shammai wasn't sure if the keli was called Marcheshes, or the name Marcheshes came from the way the minchas Marcheshes was prepared. Thus, Ha'imah Re'olai Marcheshes, Yehi Munach, HaShayav Eliyo, Beis Hillel was pretty self-confident. They knew. They said, Keli Hayi B'Mikdash, or Marcheshes, V'Doima, Kemin Kalbus Amuk. So the Rashi gives us a little picture of exactly what this looked like. This U-shaped, or Rashi has a ches-shaped pan. That's what it looked like. U'kishabatzek munach b'toicha, if you put dough inside this pot, and you prepared, you baked or fried the dough, doime kemin tapuchei habeiroisim, what would come out would look like the apples that came from this place. U'kemin belutei hayavanim, or like the acorns that the Greeks used to eat. Either way, the bottom line is that according to Beis Shammai, mesafkele, whether it was the pot that was called Marcheshes, it was the way that it was prepared that was called Marcheshes. Beis Hillel said, no, it was absolutely the name of the pot. Beis Hillel even had a description of what this pot looked like. V'oimer, the pasuk says, v'chol nasa bim Marcheshes v'al machavas. Beis Hillel says, by the way, the pasuk is mashma that way. That pasuk that we just saw a moment ago. Because what did the pasuk say? V'chol nasa bim Marcheshes. It sounds like you're preparing the mincha in the Marcheshes. As if to say the Marcheshes is a physical thing. It's not just a form of cooking or baking or frying. It's a pot. You're making it, you're preparing it in the Marcheshes or on the Machavas. Bim Marcheshes, al Machavas. One was Amukka, one was Safa. But the point is, it sounds like it's the pot that's the Marcheshes. It's the pot that's the Machavas. Alma, al Shum, Hakelim, Nikru, Veloy, al Shum, Ma'asem. So before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara. And that is, so when the Gemara was discussing why the Marcheshes would be called the Marcheshes, or why the Machavas would be called the Machavas, so the Gemara said that maybe one is coming to be Mechaper on Hirhurei Yalev, the other one's coming to be Mechaper on Diburim Ha'asurim, Lashon Hara, Rechilos, etc., etc. And maybe it's merumas in the word machavas, it's merumas in the word Marcheshes. But the Gemara felt that it didn't really work, because you can argue that machavas means dibur, you could argue that machavas means machshava. You could argue that marcheshes means dibur. You could argue that marcheshes means... Where do you find that marcheshes would mean dibur? What do you see in the word marcheshes dibur? Says the Gemara, kedamri inchi, like people say, have a mirachashon sifsoise. His lips were moving. Now the truth is this line, have a mirachashon sifsoise, comes up in halacha. It actually comes up in a very important halacha, a halacha that everybody's familiar with. And that is the halacha of toich kidei dibor. So you know that if somebody is involved in a transaction, he says, I'm going to buy something. He makes a kinyan. And then he wants to be chayzer. So you can't back out, right? Once you do something, you can't back out. Stating that, Chazal gave a person a certain amount of time where he does have the ability to back out of something that he said or something that he did. There's a few exceptions to the rule, but ordinarily the halacha is that toich kidei dibur of saying something or toich kidei dibur of doing something, you have an ability to unwind what it is you did. The halacha of toich kidei dibur, what's the shear of toich kidei dibur? Shalom alecha Rebbe, shalom alecha Rebbe Mar. And there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, why is it that a person can back out from something toich kidei dibur? Pashup shat is because we're afraid that a person's going to be involved in a transaction and he wants to back out immediately and then he's going to see his Rebbe. So he wants to give his Rebbe shalom alecha. So you want to give him the opportunity to give the proper kavod to his Rebbe so he could say shalom alecha Rebbe Umayri without losing out the ability to back out. Regardless, a person was given a zman, very short period of time, a toich kidei dibur, that he has the ability to back out of a transaction. One of the pshatim that the Rishonim say, that is the reason that toich kidei dibur is kidibur dami, that a person can be chayzer toich kidei dibur, is the ritva. And the ritva says, because a person, after he finishes talking, sometimes his lips are still moving. Azuk gunish. But his lips are sometimes moving. That's the way it is. The lashon of the ritva is, a person is mirachash in sifsoise. His lips sometimes move, even after he finishes talking. As a result, within the zman of toich kidei dibur, his lips are still deemed to be moving. He's still in the middle of talking. If he's still in the middle of talking, there's no reason he shouldn't be able to be chayzer. Chazor would be an issue as if I finished talking, I involved the transaction, I consummated it, it's done, it's over. Now I want to go back, I want to be chayzer, you don't have a right to do it. But if I'm still in the middle of the transaction, then there's no reason I shouldn't be able to be chayzer. Says the Ritva that the chiddush of toich kidei dibur is really based on a fact. The fact is that a person is merachshon sifsoise for the shear of toich kidei dibur, so it's not considered finished. He's still in the middle of talking. He's be'emtza dibur. So if he's be'emtza dibur, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gevurah Yirmei Hashas, on Sunday we spoke out two Rabbi Yosef Engels. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gevurah Shmoinim, and Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Yosef Oimetz. So this is Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Gevurah Yirmei Hashas, of Asachtes Brachas, Daf Chav Tes, wants to say a tremendous chiddush in halacha. That is that the halacha of toich kidei dibur comes up in halacha, in Eir Chaim as well. For example, just one example, if it's Rish Chodesh, as it was this week, twice, and a person forgets to say Yal V'Yavoy, so what's the halacha? So the halacha is that if you forget to say Yal V'Yavoy, after you started V'Sachazenu Einein B'Shuv Chalitzim B'Rachamim, you have to go back to Ritzeh. Let's say you remember in the middle of Sim Sholem, you also go back to Ritzeh. If you finish my Nesrei, meaning you already said, I'm Varech Hasam Yisrael B'Sholem, at that point, you Chayzel Eroish HaTfilah. Then you have to go back and stop in the beginning of Shmai Nesrei. But as long as you didn't finish my Nesrei yet, even though you said already, and you're already moving along in your Shmai Nesrei, it doesn't matter. You don't have to start Shmai Nesrei all over again. You go back to Ritzeh, you say Yalav Yavai, and you finish Shmai Nesrei. The halacha is that if a person says, Hamavarech Hasam Yisrael Bashalim, and he remembers Toich Kidei Dibur, after he finished saying, Hamavarech Hasam Yisrael Bashalim, that he forgot to say Yalav Yavai, even though he finished Shmai Nesrei, but you have the shear of Toich Kidei Dibur. So Toich Kidei Dibur is Kidibur Dami, and you could still go back to Ritzeh. So really, if you finish Shmai Nesrei, it's too late. Now you have to go back and say Shmai Nesrei all over again. Find another minion. But if you, I'm not sure, but if you, it's a discussion by the way, but if you, but let's say you remember Toich Kidei Dibur after you said, Amavar Kassam Yisrael B'Shalom, so then there's the halacha of Toich Kidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmei Nesrei, all you have to do is go back to Ritzeh. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gul Yoyne Yashas, Gevaldige Chiddush. He says that being that this halacha of Toich Kidei Dibur, Kedibur Dami is in the context, not of a business transaction, it's in the context of tefillah. He says, I want to say that it could be the shir toich kidei dibur was going to be longer than the standard shir of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yemayri. And he says it based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The halacha is that if somebody's wearing tefillin and he has to go to the bathroom, obviously he takes his tefillin off. Not only does he take his tefillin, he has to wait a shir of Dalet Amos. You can't go in right away. You have to wait a shear of the amount of time that it would take to walk Dalet Amos. And the reason is because, says the Gemara, Mirachshin Sefsoisek, because a person's lips are moving while he's davening, and your lips can continue moving even after you technically in your mind, you know, finished in your head davening. And it takes a shear of Dalet Amos to know for sure that your lips aren't moving anymore. As a result, you can't walk into a Beis Hakiseh davening, so you have to wait a sheer Dalet Amos after you take your tefillin off, and it's only then, or while you're davening, and only then you can go into the Beis Hakiseh. So if a person's be'emtza tefillah, now he has to go to the Beis Hakiseh, he has to pause for a sheer of Dalet Amos, and only then is he allowed to go to the back. So it says, okay, so then, according to the Ritva, that the whole Yisoid of Teichnei Dibukidibu Dami is based on the fact of Merachshin Sefsoiseh. So it comes out, ordinarily, the sheer Merachshin Sefsoiseh is a sheer of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari. It's a small sheer. But when it comes to tefillah, Chazawu, Megalat, it's a longer shear. It's a shear of Hiluch Dalet Amos. If that's the case, then the shear Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami of Tefillah should also be a shear of Dalet Amos. So Rabbi Yitzchak Engel wanted to say a Chiddush La'alacha, that if a person, a Rish Chaydish, forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, he said, I'm Mevorech Es Amo Yisrael Basholim. And he remembered Toich Kedei Dibur, but not Toich Kedei Dibur Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari, but it's still within a shear of Dalet Amos. He says you could still go back there and say, you don't have to start Shmoneh Esrei all over again. Based on the Ritva, that the Yusayid of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is based on Merachshin Sefsoiseh. Merachshin Sefsoiseh, when it comes to tefillah, is a different zman than Merachshin Sefsoiseh when it comes to mundane business transactions. And as a result, you'd have a shear of Dalet Amos. I saw that Reb Shlomo Zalman brought in his Sha'anu Mitzion Balacha on his Pirush and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, brings this Rabbi Yitzchak Engel. That's where I saw it. It's a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Tes. He brings it in Sivkat and Dalet. And the Lashon of Rabbi Yosef Engel that he quotes is Rabbi Yosef Engel said v'zechidish din b'siyata d'shmaya, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is just moisiv one thing. He says v'nira d'chol ze yesh loymar le'akar ravla. This will only be true if a person didn't go oisah shalom yet. But let's say he was able to go oisah shalom. It's pretty fast to get from, you know, mevarich hasam yisrael b'shalom to, yeah, maybe not so fast. But either way, that's only if he didn't go oisah shalom yet. But once he goes oisah shalom, he says then the halach is yechazel reish atfila, even if it's within the time frame of Dalet Amos of Toich Kedei Dibur, Merachshin Sefsoiseh, but Akar Raglov in and of itself would obligate you to go and be Chayzel Roish. Regardless, we'll come back to this idea of Merachshin Sefsoiseh, Be'ezus Hashem, at the end of the daf. Zok Mishnah Vayter, Harei Olai Betanur. If somebody says, Harei Olai, I want to bring a mincha, what type of mincha? A minchas mafei tanur. So we saw that's one of the four types of minchas nedava. So if he says mafei tanur, lo yovib mafei kupach. Right, the Torah was very specific. The Torah didn't just say it was baked. This Torah said that it was baked in a tanner. And we know that there were different types of ovens that were used in the times of Chazal. There was a kira, there was a tanner, there was a kupach. Those were the three most notable ones, as featured very, very prominently in Perakira, third parak in Masechta Shabbos. But either way, the Torah said tanner. And tanner means not just an oven, broadly speaking. It means that specific type of tanner, that specific type of oven. And as a result, the Mishnah says you can't bring it in a kupach, v'loy mafei ra'ofen, you can't bake it on tiles. People used to heat tiles sometimes, and they would bake it on the tiles. U'mafei yoyres ha'arviyim, or vats that Arviyim, the Arabs, used to use. Regardless, Yehuda Omer, ratza mevi mapa kupach. Yehuda says, I agree, you can't bake the minchas mafei tanner in a re'efim or yoyres ha'arviyim, but if you want to do it in a kupach, that's okay. Really, minchas mafei, la'yavi mechza chalus ha'mechza rikikin. So the Torah mentioned two different descriptions of the minchas mafei tamner. It mentioned the minchas mafei tamner that was belulois bashemen, the chisakriv korban mincha mafei tamner soilas chalis matzois belulois bashemen, and then it mentions urikike matzois meshuchem bashemen. And we mentioned when we were going through the Pesukim, there's a difference between Belulois Bashamen and Meshuchem Bashamen. Physically, it's not the same thing. Belulois means you're mixing the flour together with the oil. Meshuchem Bashamen means you're preparing the flour in and of itself. There's no oil. But afterwards, it's Meshuchem Bashamen. Right? Just like they used to do Meshicha on the Kohen Gadol, on the Melech. They would smear oil on him. He's not Belulois Bashamen. He's only Meshuchem Bashamen. Shemen HaMishcha, right? So it's the same concept. What you're doing is you're just smearing it with a little bit of oil. So clearly you can prepare it both ways. Stating that, a very important machlokes tanon. Harei olai minchas mafei lo yavi mechza chalos mechzer kikin. You can't bring part of your mincha chalos, which means belulois bashamen, and part of it rikikin, which means meshuchim bashamen. It has to be either Beluais Bashamen or Meshuchim Bashamen. Shimon Matter, Shimon says it's okay. Neshu Karban Echad. Really, the background to this halach is also Mishnayis later, and that is that the Minchas Mafitana was made up of 10 breads. Physically, you had to bring 10 bread. It wasn't one bread, it was 10 breads. So that's the Shaila. The 10 breads, can I bring 5 Beluais Bashamen and 5 Meshuchim Bashamen? What Chazal said, 5 Chalois or 5 Rikikin? Or no, does it have to be other? Machlokes, according to the Tanakhama, you have two choices. If you want, you could bring it chalois, which means belulais bashamen. You want, you could bring it rikikim, which is meshuchim bashamen. But you can't mix and match. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can mix and match. Tanu Rabbanu, mafi tanu. It says in the Torah that this minchas mafi tanu, v'le mafi kupa, v'le mafi re'efim, v'le mafi yeris arvim. Those are the three types of ovens that the Mishnah said don't work. Rabbi Yehuda said, tanu tanu shtei palm. The Torah mentions twice, once in Parshas Vayikra, once in Parshas Tzav, the word tanur lahachshir mafei kupach, and it's coming to be moisif something that it's not only the tanur, but the extra word tanur, it's called a moisif gareya. The extra word tanur is coming to be marbe that doesn't have to be a tanur. It could be even a kupach. Shimon Oimer tanur tanur shtei palmim. The reason it says the word tanur twice, echad shtei afiyos and betanur, echad shtei hekdeshon betanur. Once to tell me that it had to be baked in a tanur, that's why you prepared the minchas mafi tanur. And the second one, not to tell me that a kupach is okay, but to tell me an important halacha, and that is that the tanur had to be a klisharis, and the tanur was actually mekadesh the mincha. So just like you have the sakin that was mekadesh a karban, and you had the klisharis that the Kohen used when he did the Kabbalah that was Mekadesh the Dam. In a mincha, there were klisharis as well. And the oven that was used to prepare the minchas mafeitaner in the world of menachas played an important role in the kedushas haguf of the mincha as well. And that's learned out from the word taner. Number one, shetei afiyasam betaner. Number two, shetei ektesham betaner. Does Rav Shimon hold that the tanner that was used to prepare the minchas mafei tanner gave the tanner kedushas aguf? V'atam we learned in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, the same Reb Shimon said, lo'olam have yiragel lo'imar. You should be accustomed to saying shtei alechem v'lechem haponim k'sheirois ba'azara u'k'sheirois bebeis pagi. You were able to bake the shtei alechem with the lechem haponim in the azara. Okay, but you were also able to bake it in Beis Pagi. That was outside the azara. Now, if you're going to tell me that baking the mincha gave the mincha kedusha, then how are you allowed to bake it in Beis Pagi? It should have to be in the Azar. Now, Rav Shimon said it regarding the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem HaPonim, but it reasons to say that the same would be true for the Minchas Mafei Tanur. So we have a steer in Rav Shimon. Here Rav Shimon says, Sheyei Ekdeshan B'Tanur. That's why the Torah said the actual word Tanur regarding the Minchas Mafei Tanur. And here Rav Shimon says he could bake Menachas outside of the Chaymas of the Azar. Amar Rava, Ema Sheyei Ekdeshan L'Shom Tanur. The second Rav Shimon is the right Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that the Tanur wasn't Mekadesh, the Mincha. That's why you could do it outside the walls of the Azar. What did he mean then when he said Shetei Afiyasam Tanur and Sheyei Hekdeshan Tanur? Not that the Tanur was Mekadesh, but rather when a person was makdish the soilus. So you took it upon yourself that you're going to bring a minchas mafei tanur. When you're makdish the soilus, you should say, I'm being makdish the soilus, knowing that it's going to be in a tanur one day. I mean, you should have in zin the minchas mafei tanur and not just generally speaking, I'm being makdish the soilus because I want to bring a mincha. Be more specific. Be specific and sheyei hekdeshom l'shum tanur. Really, minchas mafei l'yavi mechzef. The machleg is in the Mishnah when the Torah says that minchas mafei tanur could be either chalois, which means belulois bashamen, or rikikin, which means b'shukum bashamen. According to the Tanakhama, you have to bring one or the other, but you can't bring mechza chalos and mechza rikikin. Shimon said you could bring mechza mechza. Tanur Rabbanan v'chisakiv. It says in the Torah v'chisakiv. That's the first words of the one pasuk in the Torah that talks about the minchas mafei tanur. V'chisakiv korban mincha. K'shetakiv lasat varashos. Clearly, we're talking about a nedava or a neder, because if you were obligated to bring it, it wouldn't say v'chisakiv. V'chisakiv means just so happens that you're. What do you mean? Just so happens. If you have to bring it, it didn't just so happen. You're doing what you're obligated to do. So the words v'chi sakriv teach us that we're talking about a minchas neder, a minchas nedav. Korban mincha, am Rabbi Yehuda minay, loymar reyalai minchas mafi shloyovi, mechzachaz, mechzorikikin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Tanakam in our Mishnah, how do you know that the minchas mafi tan is not allowed to be mechza mechza? Talmud loymar, korban mincha. Korban echad amarti lecha, v'lo yishnayim v'shloysha korbanis. It says korbans, even though the Torah describes two forms of the minchas mafi tan, but the word korban suggests you have to pick one. It has to be of one type. Either chalois or rikikin. Amalei Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon told Rav Yehuda, v'chinemar karbin, karbin shnei pamin. Does it say the word karbin twice? V'aloi lo'inemar ele karbin echad. I disagree. I think just the opposite.
Rabbi Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, it says the word carbon once. It doesn't say the word carbon twice. But v'nema, by in the one word carbon, it says chalos v'rikikin. Me'ata, so the way I see it, is rotzeh lehevi chalos, maybe. Rikikin, maybe. Mech v'chalos v'mech v'rikikin, maybe. U'boyu l'mechaymes v'shem, you do belila, you do kmitza from the two, then kamez v'alabi yodim, eche al-shem yotza. And if when you did the kmitza, either you got only the chalos or the rikikin, that's also going to be okay. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda saw in the word carbon that it's mashma, you have to pick one. Rashi said, I see it just the opposite. The Torah introduces carbon, and then the Torah talks about different ways of preparing it. So to me, they're all included in that same type of carbon. So you have three choices. You could bring it all meshuchan bashamin, you could bring it all belulais bashamin, or you could bring it mechza this way and mechza that way. Now, incidentally, Rabbi Shimon is describing kmitza that was done with this mincha. How was kmitza done with the mincha? Right, these menachas, the minchas marcheshes, the minchas machvas, the minchas mafeitana, they were prepared right at the onset. The chisakriv korban mincha mafeitana, right, you're preparing it as a the mincha soilus, kmitza was done in soilus, all was soilus. And then later you baked it, you were machter on the mizbeach, whatever, you did whatever you wanted to do with it. But within the guidelines of chaymis v'azara, you had to treat it like kachak edoshim, but you were able to do whatever you wanted to do with it. Here the Torah tells you how to prepare it. This preparation took place before any kmitza happened. So Rav Shimon's talking about how you're doing kmitza. How you do kmitza on a bread. So the truth is, the rest of the story is that after they would bake it, they would chop it into pieces, and they would make it into soilus all over again. Look at Rashi. The la'achar afiyasam poititon umefarchon achem machziron l'soltan. Va'achar kach boilulon ka'achas b'shem. And then they started the process all over again. And that's how they did the kmitza. But again, that's more for the latter part of the Masechta. Regardless, so we have two shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and they're essentially the two shitas we have in the Mishnah. But the Braisa adds a third shita. And we'll see if it's really a third shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, if somebody says minchas mafe, how do you know shloyavi mechzachas mechzor kikin talmoloim v'chol mincha asher teyofe betana v'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'al machavas l'koyin amakru v'yisoy loytia. And then the Torah continues and says, V'chol mincha belulu b'shemen, v'chareva l'chol b'nei aharoin tia. Ma v'chol ha'omer l'mato shnei minim chalukin, af v'chol ha'omer l'malo shnei minim chalukin. Rabbi Yehuda said that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And I agree that you couldn't bring the minchas mafeitan or mechza this way and mechza that way. How does he know that? He says, because the truth is that the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that talks about the Minchas Mafitanos. I said before, there's one pasuk in the Torah that describes the Minchas Mafitanos that was wrong. There's one pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. There's another pasuk in Parshas Tzav. And over there, the Torah says, V'chol mincha sheteyofe betana. And then the Torah continues. It says, V'chol nasa b'marcheshes, V'al machavas, l'koyin ha-makro v'yisoleitiyah. And then it says, V'chol mincha belulu b'ashemen, V'chareva l'chol b'nei aharintiyah ishkachem. So we already know enough menachas to appreciate this pasuk. The pasuk, it's really two psukim, are describing three categories of mincha, and introduces all three categories with the word v'chol. Pashup shan in this gemar. V'chol mincha sheteyofe batana. Which mincha is that? That's the minchas mafeitana. V'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'al machavas. That's the minchas marcheshes, minchas machavas. We just learned the Mishnah that talks a little bit about that. And then there's a third v'chol. V'chol mincha belulu b'shemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei aharon. Now, mincha that's belulu b'shemen is almost every single mincha. Almost every mincha had shemen. What's a mincha that's chareva? That's a mincha that's dry. It has no oil. That's the minchas kanois and minchas choyte. Those are the two minchas that I know. So the Torah is mentioning three categories of menachas, prefaces each one with the word v'chol. The first is minchas mafeitaner. The second is minchas machvas, minchas marcheshes. The third is a mincha belula, which is most menachas, a mincha chareva, the minchas choyte and the minchas kanoi. Says Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, just like the latter two v'chols, you can't mix and match, I can't have a mincha that's going to be a little bit machavas and a little bit marcheshes. I can't have a mincha that's going to be a little bit belula bashamen and a little bit like the mincha schayte. That's going to be chareva. So to the first v'chol, v'chol mincha shateyofa betaner, which also has two se'ife katan, two subcategories. One is the one that's belula is bashamen. The other one is the rikike matzahs that are meshuchim bashamen. I can't mix and match theory there. So it says Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. I concur with Rabbi Yehuda, who, by the way, was Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda's father. And I hold, right, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, was the son of the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda. So I hold that the ikar is like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tanakam and the Mishnah, that you don't have a right to mix and match. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Shapa Kamer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, the word carbon which is singular, and then mentioning different types of mafitanas, would seem to suggest that you could mix and match. Amalach, even the chesed b'shemen b'shemen, being that it says the word b'shemen twice, command the chesed carbon carbon dami. It's true, it doesn't say carbon twice, but it says b'shemen twice, and that would seem to suggest that the chalois matzis palulais b'shemen and the rekike matzis meshuchim b'shemen were different. Reb Shimon, you like chesed b'shemen b'shemen. Reb Shimon, l'chayra, Reb Yehuda saying good. It says b'shemen twice. No, had it not said b'shemen b'shemen, have a mina dafka mechza chalas and mechza rekike. I would have thought that it has to be that way. But if you want to make one each one individual, maybe it's not okay. Kamash one is Reb Shimon held that the word carbon seems to suggest that everything mentioned in the pasuk regarding the mafitaner falls under the category of one carbon. The same time, b'shemen seems to suggest that it's two carbonas. The reason Tai wrote it that way is to tell me that you have the choice, meaning you could make it from both, or you can pick and choose one. But at the same time, Reb Shimon holds, you have a right to pick and choose. Says the Gemara, one last point. Reb Yehuda, isn't he saying what his father said? Isn't Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda saying the same shot? Meaning you have a braisa that has three pshatim. Reb Yehuda says, you can't do mechza chalais and mechza rekikin. Reb Shimon says, you could do mechza chalais and mechza rekikin. Reb Yehuda says, you cannot do mechza chalais and mechza rekikin. So pshat one and pshat three, Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda are the same pshat. Is Reb Yehuda hainu avut? The Gemara says, it could be nayu diyavad. Nafkamina would be bidiyavad. Meaning, although it's the same pshat, but they had different makaris. What was the makar to Reb Yehuda, the word karban? What's the Makar to Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda, a whole major alumnus, that it says v'chol, 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 and just like the latter two v'chols who can't mix and match, you can't mix the machas and the marcheshes and the charev and the blula, so too you can't mix the chalos and the rekikin. Point Reb Yehuda is just the word carbon, so it sounds like it's a lakatchila, but b'di'evet it's going to be okay. But according to Reb Yehuda, we're comparing it to the machvas and the marcheshes. We're comparing it to the blula b'shemen and the chareva, just like the latter two, even b'di'evet. If you b'di'evit made a mincha that was mechza marcheshes, mechza machavas, everybody knows that wouldn't be okay. So too, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, b'di'evit, if you brought a minchas mafeitanor that was mechza chalois and mechza rekikin, it would not be okay. Exhale. So in the beginning of the daf, we spoke a little bit about this idea of merachshon sif soise, that the Gemara mentioned in terms of maybe understanding the word marcheshes and suggesting that maybe the minchas marcheshes was unique in that it was mechaper for averos that a person does with his mouth, with his sfasayim. Marcheshes miloshen mirachshon sif soise. And we said that this is a concept that comes up in halacha, specifically the Ritva in the sugya of toich kindei dibor, and we even spoke out a gewaldig, a beautiful chiddush that the Sharim Mitzrayanim halacha quotes in his pirush on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simin Yud Tes for Rabbi Yosef Engel, a tremendous chiddush that maybe the sheer toich kindei dibor kedibur dami, as it relates to the laws of tefillah, is not shalom alecha Rebbe. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri, but rather it could be it's a longer shir, it's the shir of Dalet Amos. But it's interesting that this idea of Merachshon Sif Soise comes up in another context as well, something that's very much in Yonah D'Yayma. And that is this week, we began Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, also known as Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And there's a discussion in the Poskim why the Chodesh is called Mar Cheshvan. It means it would seem to be from the Achroinim, that the real name was Cheshvan. And the prefix Mar was just added to the month Cheshvan. Thus, instead of calling it Cheshvan, we call it Mar Cheshvan. And the question is, why is it called Mar Cheshvan? It's Pesach Shabbos, I was by my parents, and I davened Alexander Shtibel, my father's Rabbi Yosef Ernster, spoke, and he said over from the Koznitz and Magid, and from the Rishina, Shneim Nischavdu L'Dover Echad, they both said that Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan comes right after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And Tishrei, we daven a lot. You have Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and then you have Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, and it's with davening, and we're learning, and we're davening. It's a whole Chodesh of Avodah. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan comes, and the person is Merachshon Sif Soise. So even though Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan itself would seem to be a little anticlimactic from all the Madregas and the Avodah that is Chodesh Tishrei, but at the same time, it's Mar Cheshvan, Miloshen Merachashon. Thus the prefix mar, because our lips are still moving. Madach, if you're in the middle of mincha and you stop, you have to wait a shir dalan amas before you go to the bathroom, because merachshon sif soise, after a whole month of Tishrei, it's merachshon sif soise. So mar cheshvain is miloshin merachshon sif soise.
Thus, the prefix ma. But that's not the Pashup Shad and why Cheshvin is called Nar Cheshvin. What is the Pashup Shad? And really, in order to understand the Pashup Shad, I think we have to take a step backward and really understand the rest of the story. And that is the Rishonim, the Ramban, and his Pirish Al HaTayr and Pashas Boy, Taisvus and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin and Aleph, quote a well-known Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and the Yerushalmi says that Shema Yisach Hadashim, the names of the months that we have, Olo Imanu Mibavel. They came with Klal Yisrael from Bavel. So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elo, Cheshvan, everything. All the names of the months, they're not Lashon Kodesh. They're Persian names. Olu, Imanu, Mibavel. So that when the Yidur and Bavel, they celebrate, there were secular months. The first month of the year was Nisan, and the second one was Iyar, etc., etc. The Yidin took the names of those months. It's as if to say, today we would adapt January, February, March. It's exactly what they did. They took the Shema Yisach Hadashim, the names of the months that the Yidden had in Bavel, and that's what they incorporated in the beginning of Bayesheni. So there was no Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz before Bayesheni, because Yidden weren't in Bavel before Bayesheni. So back in the day, in David HaMelech's times, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It wasn't even Elul. These were names that came with Klal Yisrael, after the Oilei Bavel, Bimei Ezra, they went up to Yisrael. That's when these names came. The question is why? Like, what's Pashup Shad? And the Ramban in Parashas Bo says, he says that the Torah says, Achodesh Hazel Lachem Roish Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Hashanah. Why is it so important? Why is Chodesh Nisan? Achodesh Hazel, it's almost like a preface to the halachas of Karban Pesach and Chametz and Matzah, etc. Why is Chodesh Nisan the first month? Says the Ramban, Sheyimnu Oisa Yisrael Chodesh Rishon, Umimenu Yimnu Kolach Hadashim, Sheini Ushlishi, Atashlu Mashon of Yud Beis Chodesh, Kidei Sheyia Zeh Zikorein Banes HaGadol. The reason is because by calling Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year, the month that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the first month, every single time you mention a month, every time you write a check, you're going to be Mekayim a mitzvah. You're going to remember the Nes HaGadol. You're going to remember Tzias Mitzrayim. Ki b'chol shana shenaskar ha-chadoshim, yiyah ha-nes niskar. Valkein ein chadoshim shem ba-Torah. That's why you don't find names of months in the Torah. Elo yoymer b'chodesh ha-shlishi, v'hi b'shon ha-shenes b'chodesh ha-sheni, u'b'chodesh ha-shvi. And the reason is because when you say that Chodesh Tishrei is the Chodesh ha-shvi, what are you essentially saying? What you're saying is the seventh month to what? The seventh month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so you're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the first month, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the 11th month, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So every time you do that, you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says beautifully, just like by Shabbos is an idea of Echad b'Shabbos, V'Sheni b'Shabbos, because by saying Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, you're making Kiddush the whole week. It's not just Zachar Siyem HaShabbos L'Kachay, okay. Right, it's not just Alkein Berach on Shabbos over a glass of, it's not just that. It's the whole week, every time, the first day of the Mahayoyim, Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Zochres Yom b'Shabbos l'Kadosh, says the Ramban. You be maybe Mekayim Mitzvah Asei Dei Raisa. I am Lushoyne Hazav Shal Ramban. Says the same is true when on a month level, and that is B'Chodesh Rishon B'Chodesh Hashem. Says the Ramban. With that, you could understand a very puzzling Yerushalmi. Shemayis Chadoshim Alu Imanu Mibava. What's the pshat? He says very pasha. He says Ki Mitchila, before the Yidden were redeemed from Bavel. So when they remembered the Nes Hagadol, the Nes that they always were remembering, the one that was the most recent, so to speak, was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hayim Yonam Zechel is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avel Kasher Olinu Mibavel. V'nizkayim Asha Omer HaKosov. Lo Yeyomer Oid Chay Hashem Asha Helo Es B'nei Yisroel Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki Yim Chay Hashem Asha Helo. V'asher Hevi Es B'nei Yisroel Me'eretz Tzofoy. Now already we have to remember the fact that Hashem redeemed us from Eretz Tzofoy. What's Eretz Tzofoy? Mitzofoy Ti Posach Hara. Getting that Vavam and Alf. Right, Tzofoy is of course referring to Bavel. Chazarnu Likrei HaChadoshin B'Shem Shenikram Eretz Bavel. So now the miracle, now what we need to remember, the Nes HaGadol is not Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. Now it's Bavel. Lahaskir Kisham Amadnu U'Misham He'elonu Hashem. And it's for that reason that we flipped it. And it says the Ramban, Ki Eila HaShemois, Nisan V'Iyar V'Zu Lasam. All 12 names. Shemois Parsihim. They're Persian names. V'loyimatzu rak besifrei neviyei Bavel. You only fired by the neviim that were in Bavel. Zechariah talks about it. Ezra talks about it, and Nehemiah talks about it. You find it in Megillas Esther. Why? What did they all have in common? They were in Bavel. Thus, they had these Babylonian names. But you're not going to find it in Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu. You're not going to find it by the Nevi'im that weren't in Bavel. Because by the Nevi'im that weren't in Bavel, they didn't have it. These are all Persian names. Either way, Ayin Sham, Dvarim Neflaim, quoting verbatim Ramban al Torah in Parshas Bo. So regardless, the Shemais HaKadoshim that we have are Persian. And clearly, it was understood amongst the Chachamim that the Persian name of the month is Cheshvan. Thus, they were a little bit bothered. Why is it Mar Cheshvan? So the suggestion seemed to be that we added Mar. So again, the question is, why Mar? So we said Merachshin Tzivsoise, but that's of course not the Pashup Shah. So what's the Pashup Shah? So if you ask the man on the street, why is it called Mar Cheshvan? He's going to tell you, because Cheshvan doesn't have any Yomim Taifel. Now the truth is, a lot of months that don't have any Yom Taifel. Thomas doesn't either have a Yom Taifel. But Thomas has a Tainus. So because Thomas has a Tainus, there are other months that don't have Yomim Taifel, but they at least have Tevis. What Yom Taifel is there in Tevis? Abiyaras Horm but Tevis. You have a Tainus. Cheshvan doesn't have anything. There's no special day. You don't have a Yom Taifel, you don't have a Tainus. Thus, it's called Mar. Now, at first glance, because there's no Tainus, it's Mar. So Cheshvan is more Mar than Tevis, because well, Tevis has a Tainus. Thomas has a Tainus. So I guess you could say it one of two ways. Either you could say, you know, you don't say Tachlin on Tisha B'Av. Why not? Because Karolai Moed, it's a Pasuk in Eicha. Karolai Moed? What kind of Moed is Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor. We eat eggs and ashes. Oh, we don't eat. But why Tisha B'Av? So why is Tisha B'Av called a Moed? So Pashup Shad is because Moed is Miloshen Vad, because sometimes Shiftecha or Meshantecha, Hemi and Achamuni, Mizma L'David, Bevarcha, Mepnei, Avshalom B'Noi. Okay, so maybe there's such an idea. So a Tainus, as much as a Tainus is a bad time, but at the same time, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us attention, and there's some closeness that we get the Shiftecha or Meshantecha, Hemi. Alternatively, Lassad Lavoi, we know that Hasidim, all the Tanesim are going to be Yamim Toivim, like Zechariah. Yanovi said. Awesome. Maybe it's related to that. But either way, that's the posh. Yes, the man on the street, that's what he's going to tell you. It's called Mar Cheshvan because it's a very bitter chodesh. Favos, Shtukan Yontif. Oh, I didn't realize there's other one. Okay, but Shtukan Tanis Ochnesh. Right, that's the posh of shot. And it has a makar. It has a makar, but it's not the posh of shot. It really is not the posh of shot. The posh of shot is actually brought down in a prichadosh. And if you've never heard this, you're going to be very surprised. The Prichadosh is in Hilchis Gittin, and this comes up very importantly in Hilchis Gittin. Archa Shulchan talks about this in Hilchis Gittin. And the reason it's important is in Shemes HaGittin. So just like the Gedolei HaPoskim wrote so many tshuvas and how you spell certain names and English names, these all come up in Hilchis Gittin. Because when you write Ksivas HaGittin, it's very, very important. There's Eishes Ish at stakes. So the names of the months, the Zman of the Get, the names of the month is also very important. So the Ramo over there discusses how you write the word Mar Cheshvan. He says, Mar Cheshvan is written with one vav. So it's not two vavs, Cheshvan, but rather it's supposed to be written with one vav. So the Prichadosh, right there, in Hilchis Gittin, Eben Ezra Simen Kuf Chav Vav, Sif Katan Zayin. So the Prichadosh discusses how exactly you're supposed to write the word Mar Cheshvan. Is Mar Cheshvan two words? It's Mar and Cheshvan? Or the way you're supposed to write it is Mar Cheshvan, one word. And again, implications are Eishes Ish, Mamzeris. These are the most chomer implications of the world. That's the context. This isn't fun facts that the Prichadosh is discussing. He's discussing Dvar Ma'im de Bruma Shalom. But regardless, we digress. So says the Prichadosh, Nirish Nikra Mar Cheshvan. He says, I think that the reason the month is called Mar Cheshvan, Miloshin, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya Mem Vav. Where Yeshaya is talking about the Goyim, and he says the Goyim are going to be like a drop in the bucket. Hein goyim kimar midli, literally. Hein goyim kimar midli, says the Targum. What does kimar mean? Ho amamyo ketipa midol, like a drop in the bucket, literally. But either way, so the word mar means tipa. Tipa is tipas geshamim. Says the Prichadosh, you want to know why Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan? It's al shema geshamim. Ukit isa perakamid etainis, the yoyrid ben Mar Cheshvan. Then when did it start raining Mar Cheshvan? Now it's Yisrael. When do you start saying v'sein talamot levrach? You start saying it in the beginning of Cheshvan. Because that's the zman. America, we do it differently, but that's when they do it in Eretz Yisrael. It's based on Chodesh Cheshvan. All the halachas of Hilchas Taneisim, when you had to stop being concerned, it's not raining yet, it all starts Mar Cheshvan time. The reason it was called Mar Cheshvan, says the Prichadosh, is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hein goyim kimar midli. Mar means a tipa, it's referring to tipa as geshamim. It starts raining. In other words, the word mar suggests geshem, gishmei bracha. It's unbelievable. So the conventional wisdom is that the reason the month is called Mar Cheshvan is because it's a very bitter month. Because there's nothing going on.
right? We have an opportunity to detox a little from everything that's been happening. But that's not the Pri Chodesh says it just the opposite. Pri Chodesh says Mar is Miloshin Bracha. It's Miloshin Gishmei Bracha. And it could be there's an afgamina, maybe not in Halacha, but at least in Minig, because there are Minhagim, right? There are those that don't make chasinas in Chodesh Cheshvan. Say Chemed already brings this. That some people don't want to make chasinas in Chodesh Cheshvan. Why? Because it's Mar Cheshvan. Well, it depends. If Mar Cheshvan means Mar Miloshin Marar Vayim Mararu Eschayayim, then you're right. Then maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something to it. But if Mar is to the contrary, like the Pri Chodesh says, that seems to be the Pashab Shat that's brought in the Paiskin. It's Miloshin Tipas Geshamim. Then already, we would have to have a whole different spin on it. Regardless, we'll just conclude with the Heilige Bnei Yisoscha. And that is, the Bnei Yisoscha, right in the beginning of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, quotes a Yalkut Shemoyni. The Yalkut is in Sefer Melachim, and the Yalkut says as follows. V'chein ata moitzei b'melachas ha-mishkan. Omer Reb Chanina. B'chof hei b'kislev nigmar melachas ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was completed on Chof hei kislev. V'asa mikupal adecha b'nisan. But what was Yom HaKamas ha-mishkan? We know that. We're learning Kachem long enough to know this. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vahi b'yom ha-shmini. That was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was Yom HaKamas ha-mishkan. That was the day that Nadav and Avihu passed away. That was the day that they brought the miluim. Vahi ha-makar v'rishin. Nachshav and Aminadav. When did it happen? What was the date on the calendar? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So again, Reb Chanina said that really the Mishkan was completed Chafei Kislev. They started building the Mishkan. That was Vayeim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha on Tetzvav Tishrei. The Goyin says that's when the Nani Yaakovit came back. Nani Yaakovit Mishkan. That's why we celebrate Sukkot in Tishrei, not in Nisan. Vadvar Matikin. So they started building the Mishkan on Sukkot. It was completed on Chafei Kislev, stating that they didn't inaugurate it. There was a date, Pashkevillin, invites, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're going to wait until after the winter, and that's when we're going to do it. Why? And the Yidin came to Moshe with Tainus. They said, Lama loy hukam miyad? We want it. Shema doifi irabai? Maybe something's going on. Like it was starting to get. We're waiting for the weather to get nice. Like, well, what's the reason? What's Pashup Shah? Why are we doing it in Chodesh Kislev? Why are we waiting till Chodesh Nisan? Says Reb Chanina, I'm going to tell you why. Vakodesh Baruch Hu Chishev La'aris Simchas HaMishkan B'Chodesh Neulad BaYitzchak. Tvarim Neflam. Hashem wanted to wait for Chodesh Nisan because that's the Chodesh Neulad BaYitzchak. Dichsev Lushi V'Asi Ugois. It's coming up in a few weeks. Va'amru Loi Shoy V'Ashav Elecha U'Meyata. But said Reb Chanina, comes out Hifsid Kislev. Kislev lost out. Shenigru b'lei hamalacha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu alay l'shalim. I owe you one. Mashal shilim l'lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Kislev back? Chanukas Chashmonon. There was another big inauguration date. A day that Jews would celebrate for thousands of years. At Bias Goyal Tzedek. And that is Chanukah. That happened during Bayesheni. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chanukah in Chodesh Kislev? And specifically Chof Hei Kislev. Because Hashem was paying up an old debt. An old chayv. A chayv that's going back to the Zman of the HaKamas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was completed on Chaf Hei Kislev. And it wasn't erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And there was a cheshbon for it. Whatever the cheshbon was, says Reb Chanina. He says, the chaydesh anayla by Yitzchak. But the bottom line is, says the Medrash, that Hashem had a chayv that he had to pay back Chodesh Kislev, and he paid it back with the next Beis HaMikdash. Paid back with Bayesheni. Bayesheni had a Chanukah that was done B'Chodesh Kislev. Concludes the Medrash one line. V'chein b'mar cheshvin Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shalom lai. And the same is true with Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back Mar Cheshvin. So the Hilig Ibn Yisoschar, what's the end of the Medrash? What's the rest of the story? So he says the rest of the story is very simple. That if you learn Sefer Melachim, you're going to know that Shloimeh HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, pasuk Lamed Ches, B'Yerach Bul. Again, there was no Shemais HaChadoshim. We didn't have the Persian names in Sefer Melachim. So the month is referred to with a different name. It was Chodesh Bul. What's Bul? Chazal say it was Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Shloimeh HaMelech finished building Beis HaMikdash. But what was the Chanukah? What was the big inauguration? When did it happen? It happened in Chodesh Tishrei, right? The Gemara says that was the year. That was the year that they ate on Yom Kippur. They brought karbonos. The Ragachov Goyin has a shtickle. It was a parhelim davish al tzibur. But regardless, the point is, it was when did it happen? It happened on Chodesh Tishrei. So the Chanukah really it was completed in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, but it didn't happen until Chodesh Tishrei. So just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to pay up a chay for Chodesh Kislev, which was completed in the Midbar by the Mishkan.
And being that it wasn't erect in Chodesh Nisan, the same thing played itself over with Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon was completed in Chodesh Marcheshvan. But the Chanukah didn't happen until Chodesh Tishrei. So it said the Heilige Bnei Yisoscha. You want to know the last line in that Yalkut? Just like Chodesh Kislev came with a Taino, Chodesh Marcheshvan came with a Taino. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Marcheshvan, I owe you one. It's true. Olai v'pareya. V'chein b'marcheshvin. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shalim loy. Said the Bnei Yisoscha, the Lassad Lavoy, the Chanukah Bayis Shlishi is going to be in which month? It's going to be a Chodesh Marcheshvan. Why Chodesh Marcheshvan? To pay up this Chayv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Hashem paid up the Chayv of Kislev, which was going back to the Mishkan, B'Bayis Sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay up the Chayv of Bayis Rishon when? B'Bayis Shlishi. So Chodesh Cheshvan, according to some, is called Mar Cheshvan. Why? Because it's Mar, because it's bitter. Why is it bitter? Because there's no yontif. Why is it bitter? Because there's no tainis. You have no mayed. You have nothing. That's today. When is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? It's going to be in which month? None other than Chodesh Mar Cheshvan.